T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Most people I know take an aspirin every day because they believe it lowers their chances of a heart attack. Many times people have been told by their doctors to take an aspirin every day because it lowers the chances of a heart attack. But turns out that may not be the best advice for everyone. And Dr. Farhan Kachi is a cardiologist with Allegheny Health Network and joins us now to say you may want to think twice sometimes about those aspirins. Welcome, doctor.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Indeed. So I think we've all been led to believe that if you're over a certain age, an aspirin a day is a good thing.
Right. And, you know, we've sort of fallen in love with aspirin as a therapy because we've seen it work so well with patients that we see coming to the hospital with a heart attack or patients that have known cardiovascular disease. But as it's been used liberally, we've taken a harder look at the data and at outcomes for patients that are taking this medicine when they don't have established cardiovascular disease. And recent publications in 2018 and a more recent one that came out last week analyzed all the studies pooled together, looking at over 160,000 patients, and the answer isn't as decisive as it was for patients that did have cardiovascular disease. And it's prompting a lot of patients to ask their doctors questions on this, rightly so.
So that's interesting because I do think that, you know, there was a time that this aspirin thing was very popular and everyone I know was taking it, often not at the advice of their doctors, but because of what they had read at social media and not necessarily because they had a history of heart issues. But what I'm hearing you say is that really is a determinant in whether or not this makes sense for you.
Yeah, you know, many of my patients ask me in the office. I see patients from the ages of 18 to 95, essentially, and everyone has a question, should I be taking a baby aspirin based on what they perceive as their cardiovascular risk? You know, maybe they come from a family where everyone has heart attacks or has a lot of cardiovascular problems, and they have a concern that they will, too, have a problem. And what we know from the data that was just published that has aggregated, like I said, years and years of data collected over 160,000 patients is that if you don't have established cardiovascular disease, while aspirin can reduce the risk of a heart attack or a stroke or even death, it does not do so at without the expense of having a bleeding complication, whether that's a bleed in the head or a bleed in the bowels. The risk is that you'll have a bleeding event at about the same rate as the reduction in cardiovascular outcomes. And so it almost becomes a wash or a neutral effect. While you do get an improvement in stroke or heart attacks, you also get more bleeding. And so where the Europeans actually just recently came out with some recommendations to go against recommending routine use of aspirin without having known cardiovascular disease. The U.S. task force is a little bit behind on that. And they say that there still may be some benefits outside of the heart in terms of cancer mortality if you select the right patients in the elderly to start routine aspirin to prevent an event.
And, you know, and it's interesting because I think sometimes a lot of times people are taking that aspirin because they have been told by their doctors to do it. Other times people have read about it, they just start doing it, and they may not even think when they go to the doctors, and you know, you guys always ask, what medications are you taking? They may not even think to mention aspirin. And I guess the bottom line, what I'm trying to get at here is, you should talk to your doctor before you do anything.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not trying to trash aspirin. We're just saying that the routine use for everybody is probably not the way to go. And those that do have cardiovascular disease, definite benefit. And those that do not, it's still a decision that needs to be made together, weighing the benefits and the risks.
You know, one size does not fit all. Dr. Farhan Kachi from Allegheny Health Network, thanks so much. Lots of good information.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
We appreciate you. Yeah, everybody I know takes aspirin.